After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pains of the suffering ones. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Tapade, Hirade, Tarde, Ake, on page 41. The place where beloved Kripal resides is blooming. Time after time, he planted the plants of Nam and gave the water of Satsang. Hail, hail, beloved Kripal. He attached the dear ones to his feet. Showing the path of five Shabds, he united them in him. Removing the differences of duality, he taught only one Shabda. Beloved Kripal is present everywhere, absorbed in the eyes. The beautiful one who is present in all is obtained by the rare ones. He taught one Shabd after making us forget all the knowledge of the world. Das Ajaib makes this prayer. Listen, O beloved Kripal, we have fallen at your door. Save our honor, O giver. Filling the Joli of Nam, he taught to fill the Jolis of Nam. After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pains of the suffering ones. Tapade here today, Tarde Ake, page 41.
Tapade here today, Tarde Ake, Namadami Varasagya, Taradandavaram Dukya. Satcha Satguru, Tate Hirade Tare Ake, Namadami Varsa, Tantamavara Padukya, Satcha Satguru. Jis tate kirpal piyara, ote bhaga bahara, same same siralai, ote bhaja kiriya gulza. Jis tate kirpal piyara, Ote Bhagavaha Same Same Siralaye Bhute Ajakiriya Gulzam Namade Bhute Laye Usane Satasanga Pani Bhagya Dharadhanavarana Dukiyavane Satcha Satguruva Tapade Hirade Tare Ake Namadami Varasagya Dharadhanavarana Dukiyavane Satcha Satguruva Danna danna kirpala piyara apani sharani lala pancha shabda darasata dasake apane vichimila danna danna kirpala piyara apani sharani laliya pancha shabda darasata dasake apane vichimila Vileta da beta mitake Eko shabda sikavya Taradhanavarana dukiyava Satcha satguruva tap de hire de tare ake namadami varasagya dardana varana dukiya sacha satguru avya hartate kirpala piyara ankiya vicha samaya he Gata gata devi che vasada sona irale nehi paayahe. Arta te kirpala piyara ankiya vicha samayahe. Gata gata devi che vasada sona irale nehi Duniya de sab ilm chuda ke Eko shabd sikha gya Dardan varan dukiya Sacha sat guru Tap de hir de tare ake namad mi var sagya dardan varan dukiya sacha sat guru das ajava arja karda Sunakirpala piyara Darte re te date ake Daki ladadata Dasa ajaiva arja karada Sunakirpala piyara Darte re te date ake Rakhi la jadata Namadana di jholi varke Jholi varana sikha kiya Dardana varana dukiya Sacha satguru Tap de hir de tare ake namad mi varasagya dardan varan dukiya sacha sat guru
After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pains of the suffering ones. And we'll begin our satsang today with a continuation of the satsang talk that Master Kripal gave at Sawan Ashram, printed in the May 1970 satsang dash called Spirituality, the Only Answer. And continuing, Master says, the devotee should have a sincere prayer in the heart. O Lord, have mercy on me. During my early search for God, I knew that without a guru, there would be no salvation. But I was unconvinced by the mere words of the gurus I met. I started praying to God, saying, O Lord, there is no doubt that thou art there, but please guide me to wherever thou hast manifested thyself. So, 7 years before meeting my master, I started seeing his form inside. I did not know who he was. I thought it was Guru Nanak. I wrote many poems of my experiences. I have always been a lover of rivers, and whatever town I happened to be in, I would find the nearest river and spend many hours there, mostly at night. When I was in Lahore, I once had the desire to visit River Bias. So one Sunday morning, I left my house and arrived in due course at Bias Station. I approached the station master there. I was wearing the same type of clothes that I wear today, and I asked him to direct me to the river. He said, "Have you come to see the saint?" I replied, "Does a saint live here too?" He answered, "Yes, at the edge of the river." I told him I would be happy to see the saint and the river also, and I made my way to the Dera. In those days, there were no restrictions for those who wished to see the master, no walls around, no guards. So I walked straight in. Hazur was taking his meal, but when he came out, I was astonished to find the same form that I had been seeing within for so many years. And I asked him, "Maharaj, why this delay in meeting thee?" The purpose of relating these happenings is to help you to realize that if a master is true and competent, he can appear to the seeker at any time. Once you are initiated, you will progress within and see the master within you, face to face, to talk to you and guide you further. During the last days of Maulana Rumi's life on the earth, he unfolded many facts. He said once, "Oh, brothers, what do you people know? What a great emperor resides in me. Do not look at this image made of matter, but see the emperor inside. If the disciple becomes like that, a guru man, his work has been accomplished." I have talked principally of two things. First, that everyone should sit together in remembrance of God, which is the answer to all the world's problems. The second thing is, I have told of that which the masters give, which cannot be obtained anywhere else. So when you meet a true guru, do not look at his body alone, but absorb the benefit of the radiation which emanates from him. Maulana Rumi said to his guru, Shams Tabriz, "If I do not see God in the mirror of your countenance, O Master, then I am the worst of unbelievers." Do not think of the guru as a man. He is God in man. To be near him is to be near God, and to be far from him is to be far from God. Only God can bring you unto himself. And so his beloveds tell their own stories. By Nandlal, a great Gurumukh, referring to a couplet of Hafiz Saad, saying, "If one wishes to realize God, what should one do? Should one leave all hearth and home?" And he gave a beautiful answer. "To leave the world and go away? A perfect master will never advise that. When you meet a true master who has achieved perfection, he will give you a perfect way to follow, which, when followed, will give you salvation while living in the world in a normal way. God is in front of you see him through the eyes. What is there in the forests? Guru Ram Das also says, God, manifested in the body, is now called Ram Das. Those disciples who regard the Guru as only a man are not true disciples, but are actually just on probation. When the Guru appears within the disciple, he sees the past and future. Here, it is Guru from a physical level. Ahead of this, it is Guru Dev, and further still, it is Satguru. As an example of a Guru Bhakt, a true devotee of a Guru, I am specially remembering Bhai Nanlal today. He says, just to see thy face again, I once more took the physical form. Thy face draws my heart out with its beauty. Just to see that reflection of God, I came again to this world. Otherwise, what reason was there to come? These are the words of a true devotee. He says again, because of the desire to be thy devotee, once again I took this physical form. Otherwise, what is there in this world for me? I have no interest in it. Those years are the best of my life, which are spent in remembrance of thee. Otherwise, what was the use of my coming beneath this blue sky? What is there in the world for me? O Satguru, when I forget thee, those moments are like death. A true disciple's life is the remembrance of the Guru, just as a baby's life is in the mother's milk. He should drink the Guru's milk, the water of life, the blood of life, and the Guru will look after him. What does a small child know? He plays in the dirt and the filth, and the mother picks him up and washes him clean. If he sleeps with his mother, he may wet the bed, but the mother will sleep on the wet part and put the child on her breast to sleep undisturbed. The child does not know how much the mother is doing for him. Forgive me, but we do not know our Guru. We know only that which he wants us to know of him. It's something like a child saying, oh, mother, I know you. What can a child know of his mother? Only a master can know a master. One saint has said, I would sacrifice my heart, my life, for the earth on which these pure souls step. What do these people give? The holy wine pours out from their eyes. Remember that from life you get life. Even though one may read the whole world's holy scriptures, unless one has met that personality with life in him, one would achieve nothing. Spirituality cannot be taught. It can be caught. This is a scientific method which was revealed to me through the blessing of my guru. He taught this age-old science of spirituality. All the Mahatmas, the great souls, did awaken the souls, but revealed it only to a few. Through my master's blessing, this revelation is being given to all. That power never dies. The physical form merely changes from one to another. When I gave initiation, nearly 200 people saw the form of the master inside. It's no acting and posing, but actual facts. So we should all work hard and become worthy sons and daughters of the Father. And that concludes that satsang talk. And we'll continue reading in a talk that Sanchi gave at a Bombay program, which Papu did not translate. As Sanchi was talking, it was translated later for publication in the December 1987 Sanpani magazine. So continuing, Sanchi says, in their early days, the Mahatmas had to face many difficulties. But once they tasted this fruit of devotion, they could not disconnect themselves from this path. They faced all the difficulties which came in their way happily. So for the first few days, Sheikh Farid's mother had to spread the prayer mat for him and make him sit for meditation and tell him that God has left some sugar for you. This went on for a few days, and she had to work hard. But afterwards, because she also gave him her attention, his soul started going within. So once Sheikh Farid's mother told him to get up from meditation, saying, get up, dear son, God has left some sugar for you. And when Sheikh Farid came out from that meditation, he said, mother, sugar, jaggery, honey, milk, these things are very sweet, but they do not reach anywhere near the sweetness of God. The taste which I had today from the Nam is so sweet that that taste cannot be found in any of the other sweet things, because that sweetness is forever. In his lifetime, he became practically successful in the path, and he gave the teachings of the path to many people. I will be giving the satsangs on the bani of Sheikh Farid, meaning in this Bombay program, he will be commenting on hymns of Sheikh Farid. And continuing, once there was a woman who had five sons. She told her sons, dear children, it is difficult to make a living from those worldly businesses like farming or trading. Your father and I have been stealing and robbing because it's so easy. So she taught them the ways of stealing. She told them that people usually do not suspect women. Usually, women have the habit of talking and showing off their valuable things like jewelry, etc. So she would go to people's homes and talk to the women and find out where they kept their jewelry and other valuables. Then she would leave a mark on that house and also mark that particular place where the valuables were kept. She would also leave some asafetida over there. There's an asterisk, meaning it's a kind of resinous gum which has a bad smell. So she would also leave some asafetida over there. Then she would come back and tell her children, dear sons, go into the house where you smell the asafetida to the place that I have marked and get those valuables. Then the children would go and steal things from that house. So you can see how the mother taught them to be thieves and robbers. The meaning of this story is this. When we give up the path of Shabad Nam, when we give up doing the meditation of Shabad Nam, then within us, the hangata, or egoism, is created. And in parentheses, in Hindi, asafatida is hing, and hangata comes from hing. Hangata means egoism, but it also means a bad smell. So from that hangata or egoism comes a bad smell. Well, who are the thieves? These five passions, lust, anger, greed, attachment, and egoism, are the five thieves. They come and plunder us. That is why Kabir said, "O travelers, remain awake, because the thieves come into the town. When they see anyone being careless, they at once take away their bags." So that is why he said to remain awake and alert. Guru Nanak Sahib also said, "Awake, O people, awake. This traveler has left." And he said, "O dear ones, you should become awake in this world because your friends, your fellow travelers, have left this world. Finish your work before you also have to leave." So that is why Sheikh Farid also says that when egoism comes, the five thieves also come in and plunder us. So in this bani, Sheikh Farid will explain to us many different things, giving us many beautiful examples. We should listen to it carefully and pay attention to it. And the beginning lines of the hymn. The day the bride is to be wedded is predetermined, and on that day, the angel of death, of whom you have heard, comes and shows his face to you. Now, Sheikh Farid says that when our soul enters this body, God Almighty fixes the time of her departure. And at that fixed time, the angel of death comes and shows us his face, saying, "Now I have come to take you." Mahatmas have called that being who comes to take our soul at the time of its departure from the body, calls it by many different names. At some places, he is called Lord of Judgment. In some places, he is called the Angel of Death, and other places, the God of Death. In India, it's a general practice that when we want to get our daughter married, we fix the date of the wedding, and on that day, the man comes to marry her. The groom takes away the bride, even if she is not ready, even if she cries a lot. No matter what she says or does, he doesn't have any pity on her. He will take her away on the fixed time. Hazrat Waris Shah wrote the story of the great lovers, Hir and Ranja. Hir was married to Kaira, even though she did not want to, because her parents wanted her to marry him. Hazrat Waris Shah said that our soul is like Hir, and the angel of death is like Kaira. As soon as the angel of death gets his hands on the soul, he runs away with her. Just as Kaira took Hir away, even though she didn't want to go with him. When the angel of death comes, He doesn't wait. He doesn't care whether the bride is ready or not, because the day was fixed ahead of time. So Farid Saab says, on that day when your soul entered the body, that particular day and place when the angel of death will come for her was arranged. There are only two powers which come to take the soul. The Shabad Guru will come if we have received the Nam initiation, because he has to protect our soul. But if we do not have the Master and the Nam, then the angel of death will come to take us away. In our lives, we see many incidents when the dear souls who do the meditation are about to leave the body. Many days before their departure from this world, they tell us what date. They tell us what date they're going to leave the body. Satsangis who go very high in meditation will tell us many months in advance when they have to go. There was an initiate of Baba Sawan Singh whose name was Sundar Das, who lived with me for 20 years. He was a very good meditator. We would sit at our farm after lighting a fire to keep us warm, and we would meditate for 8 hours at a stretch. One day while meditating, a piece of burning wood fell out from the fire and burned his leg. But he did not realize that it had happened. When he got up from the meditation, he told me, "The intoxication which I have received today will never come again." A couple of months before he left the body, he told us, "Baba Sawan Singh and Master Kripal Singh will come to take me on a certain day." He prepared his coffin himself ahead of time. And he left the body in the presence of many satsangis. A few hours before he left the body, he said, "Now the court of the Lord is open, and I want to take my sister along with me also." But when his sister heard this, since she was not an initiate, she was afraid of death. Now, you see that with the satsangis, there is so much happiness at the time of the departure from this world. Not even on the day of his wedding does he have that much happiness. Because when a person is going to get married, somewhere in his mind, he thinks that he's going to fall into a trap. He thinks that he will be more attached to this world after the wedding. Mahatmas do not tell us anything from hearsay. We come across so many incidents in our lifetime of how the disciples initiated by the perfect masters are protected by the master at the time of death. Negative power cannot come to bother the souls initiated by the perfect masters. This is the truth of the perfect masters. This is how they protect the disciples within and without. It has been quite a long time since Master Sawan Singh Ji left his physical body, but even now he is protecting and taking care of his souls. In the same way, many years have passed since our beloved Master Kripal finished his earthly sojourn, and he went back to his real home. But still there are so many examples of how he is protecting and taking care of his souls. The truth doesn't need any evidence. I receive so many telegrams, so many cables, so many letters from the dear ones in which people write how they felt the presence of the Master and how his protection when their near and dear one was leaving the body. What to talk about? The human souls. The Masters also shower grace on the animals of the satsangis when they leave the body. And again from the hymn. The angel of death forces the poor soul out, breaking the bones. So make the soul understand. No one can challenge the writ of God. Now he says that the angel of death will not have any enmity towards anyone, but he just comes on the fixed time for everyone. If someone has prepared for his departure ahead of time, he does not feel any pain. He doesn't have any difficulty in leaving the body. If the Master has come, such a soul goes with the Master happily. If someone has not prepared himself for the time of departure, then it is very painful and difficult for him. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says that the dying one twists his hands, moves his body, and changes color. If the person has not prepared himself for the time of death, in the pain of that difficult time, he moves his body here and there, he suffers a great deal of pain. Sometimes he calls for a good doctor. Sometimes he calls for his sons and family. In that moment of pain, he changes his mind so many times, but no one comes to his rescue. Usually the family members of the saints and Mahatmas do not believe in them. They do not take any advantage of their coming into this world. My family always said that Kripal had done some magic on my head because I had left a lot of worldly property when Master instructed me to do so. I would laugh and tell them, Kripal didn't take any property with him. It is still there. And maybe you're right. He has done some magic on my head. They opposed me so much that I had to finish all my worldly relations with them. But I did tell them that my beloved Master used to say that the Master protects even the souls of the animals of the satsangis. And I told them that great power will definitely protect your souls, and he will come to your rescue when you leave your body. And we're going to begin a new tape. This is again one of the talks in July of 1980. Sanchi was commenting, I believe I'm correct, on the Garivars that became the book The Two Ways.
Ananda nanda, ananda gaya. Takura tuma sharanaya. Takura tuma sharanaya. Takura tuma sharanaya. Takura tuma sharanaya. Bapa kare kadeline janapane jilene janapane Kreyanda kupa ukupate maya Takura tuma sharanaya Kaho nanaka guru bandana kahate ji bandana kahate Kaho nanaka guru bandana kahate ji bandana kahate Vichrate anu anamilaya
ਇਹ ਬਾਣੀ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੀ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਹ ਦੱਸਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਮਹਾਨ ਆਤਮਾ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਈਆਂ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੱਢਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਵਿਰੋਧਤਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੰਗ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਜੋ ਲੋਕ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਸੂਲੀਆਂ 'ਤੇ ਚਾੜ੍ਹਦੇ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਆਪਦੀ ਸੱਚਾਈ ਦਾ ਹੋਕਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਬਿਆਨ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਜੋ ਲੋਕ ਭਜਨ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਬਿਆਨ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਸੰਗ ਇਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ 12-13 ਦਿਨ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਦਿਨ ਇੱਥੇ ਸੰਤ ਬਾਣੀ ਆਸ਼ਰਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਸੁਣੋਗੇ, ਔਰ ਇਹ ਕਾਫੀ ਇੰਨੇ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇੱਕ ਕਿਤਾਬ ਤਿਆਰ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਜੋ ਛਪ ਕੇ ਜਾਂ ਟੇਪਾਂ ਦੇ ਰੂਪ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ। ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗੇਗਾ ਕਿ ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਕੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੌਣ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਕਾਲ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਠੱਗੀ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਲੋਕ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਟਹੇ ਚੜ੍ਹ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਦਾ ਔਰ ਮਨਮੁੱਖ ਦਾ, ਜਾਂ ਲੋਕ ਜੋ ਨਾਮ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਆਪ ਇਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸੁਣੋਗੇ।
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਔਰ ਦ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਦ ਫੋਰਥ ਗੁਰੂ of the Sikhs. In this Bani, he will tell us that how the great souls come in this world to liberate the other souls, and when they come to do their job, how they are opposed by the people and how they are harassed. And the people, those who crucify the saints and those who give them a hard time, what happens to them? And how after they have done this bad deed, try to prove themselves, try to convince people that they are still true, and how they proclaim the truth after they have done this very bad deed, and what happens to them when they leave this world. Further, in this Bani, Guru Ramdas Ji will tell us that how and who comes to the path of the masters, and even after coming to the path of the masters, how the souls are deluded by the negative power, and how the souls, those who obey their mind, they go away from the path, and how the master power again brings them on the path. Further, he will tell us that what is the difference between the manmukhs and the gurumukhs, or the worldly people, or the people who get initiation from the perfect master. And then he will tell us that what are their qualities, and what happened to them when they leave the world. Means many aspects of the path of the masters will be covered in these 2 weeks of the time while I am here, and I will comment on this bani of Guru Ram Das Ji. And later on, I hope that this talks will be available to you either on the tapes, or maybe later on it will be published in the magazine, or it will be in the form of the book. And then you will know a lot more about the path which you have not known up until now.
ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੰਤਮਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਗਏ, ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕੀਤਾ, ਅਸੀਂ ਜੋ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਕਹਿ ਲਈਏ, ਜੋ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰੀਏ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਡੰਡ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ, ਉਹ ਜ਼ਰਾ ਧਿਆਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣ ਲੈਣ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕੁਦਰਤ ਦਾ ਕਾਨੂੰਨ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਬਰਿਆਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਸਦਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਿਆਈ ਦਾ ਫਲ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਚੱਖਣਾ ਪਏਗਾ। ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਕਾਲ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਰਾਇਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ, ਚਾਹੇ ਲੇਖਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਵੇ ਚਾਹੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਦੇਵੇ, ਉਹ ਲੇਖਾ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਦੇਣਾ ਪਏਗਾ।
ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਨਾਓ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਪਾਥ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਟਿਡ, ਸੋ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਵਾਂਟ, ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਐਨੀ ਬੈਡ ਡੀਡ ਵੀ ਵਾਂਟ, ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਾਈਜ਼ ਐਨੀਬਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਵਾਂਟ, ਦੇ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਕੇਅਰਫੁਲ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਪੇ ਮੋਰ ਅਟੈਨਸ਼ਨ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਲਾਅ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਨੇਚਰ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਐਵਰ ਬੈਡ ਡੀਡ ਯੂ ਡੂ you will definitely be punished for that. Master Sawan Singh Ji also used to say that negative power doesn't give any concession. Every karma, good or bad, what you have done, that should be paid off, and you have to suffer or enjoy the reaction of that karma. Either the disciple pay, either the disciple have to pay the pay off the bad karma, or the master. But negative power will not let you go without even a single karma, without paying even a single karma.
Thuanu inna 15 dinan de vich is bani de andar eh vi sunn nu milega ke koi raate raat mahatma nahi banda ga, mahatma kamai karke banda hai, eh nahi ki kise ne sari zindagi kamai kiti shabd naam di, kaam krodh moh lobh de naal ladya, oh kamyab ho gaya, us nu 10 aadmi eh keh den ke sant nahi, koi us da rasta band nahi kar sakda ga। ਔਰ ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਕਿਸੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਨੂੰ ਆਦਮੀ ਨੇ ਸਾਰੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਕਮਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤੀ, 10 ਆਦਮੀ ਉੱਠ ਕੇ ਪਾਲਟੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਣ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕੋਈ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਣਦਾ ਗਾ। ਉਹ ਮਹਾਨ ਆਤਮਾ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਤੋਂ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਇੱਥੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੂਬ ਭਜਨ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਤਨ ਤੋੜਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਮਿਹਨਤਾਂ ਮਾਰਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ। ਕਿਉਂ ਮਿਹਨਤਾਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਡੈਮੋਸਟ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ।
ਡਿਊਰਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ 15 ਡੇਜ਼ ਔਰ 2 ਵੀਕਸ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਇਵਨ ਨੋ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਿਸ ਬਾਣੀ that nobody can become a saint overnight. If one has to become saint, he has to work very hard, he has to meditate. And if he has become saint by meditation and working so hard, and even if people turn against him and say that he is not a Mahatma, still his power or his competence will not decrease. And if some people form a party and say that he is a saint, and in fact if he is not, and if he has not done the meditation, he cannot become saint like that. Just by the support of few people, nobody can become the saint. The great souls who come in this world, they work very hard, they give a lot of pain to their body, and day and night they keep themselves involved in the bhajan and simran, and only then they can achieve this highest high status, and then they become the saints. And because they do all these things, because they have to demonstrate other people, because they have to make them do, because they have to make other people do the thing which they have done. And unless one has done something, he cannot make other people do. Just by talking about the things, just by talking about the meditation, no one can make other people meditate. If he has done the meditation, only then he can make others meditate.
Mahatma, na ta satsang de andar kise di nindya karde hai, na oh jati taur te kise di nindya karde hai, na apne sevakan nu eh oh kehnde hai ki tusi nindya karo, kyunki nindya karan de naal ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਨੂੰ ਗੰਦਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੇ ਪਾਪ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਿਰ ਲੈਨੇ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਨਾਟ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਾਈਜ਼ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਜਨਰਲੀ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਮੋਰਓਵਰ ਨਾਟ ਇਵਨ ਪਰਸਨਲੀ ਦੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਾਈਜ਼ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਨੈਵਰ ਅਲਾਓ ਐਨੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ ਟੂ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਾਈਜ਼ ਅਦਰਸ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਕੀਪ ਦੇਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਪਿਓਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਾਂਟ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਕੀਪ ਦੇਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਪਿਓਰ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਬਾਈ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਿਜ਼ਮ ਵੀ ਕੈਰੀ ਦ ਡਰਟ ਆਫ ਅਦਰਸ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੇ ਬੁੱਢੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਬੜੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੀ। ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਸੀ, ਬਿਰੇ ਸੀ, ਤੜਫ ਸੀ। ਜਦੋਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡ ਗਏ ਉਦੋਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਲੜਕਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਬੜੀ ਵਿਰੋਧਤਾ ਕੀਤੀ, ਇੱਥੋਂ ਤੱਕ ਕਿ ਆਪ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸੀਗੇ। ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇ ਲੜਕੇ ਦਾਤੂ ਨੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਲੱਤ ਮਾਰੀ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਡੇ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਟਹਿਲੀਆ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੱਦੀ ਦਾ ਮਾਲਕ ਬਣ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੜੀ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਸੀ, ਉਹ ਉਸਦਾ ਥੱਲੇ ਉਤਰ ਕੇ ਸਟੇਜ ਤੋਂ ਪੈਰ ਘੁੱਟਣ ਲੱਗ ਪਏ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਪੈਰ 'ਤੇ ਦਰਦ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੋਣਾ ਹੈ, ਲਿਓ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਪੈਰ ਘੁੱਟਾਂ, ਆ ਗੱਦੀ ਸਾਂਭੋ। ਉਹ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਤੁਰ ਪਏ, ਜਾਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਵਾਟ ਗਏ ਉਹ ਦਰੀਆਂ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਚੁੱਕ ਕੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਘੋੜੀ 'ਤੇ ਲੱਦ ਕੇ ਤੁਰਨ ਲੱਗਿਆ। ਆਖਰ ਰਸਤੇ ਚੋਰ ਮਿਲੇ, ਉੱਥੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਖੋਹ ਲਿਆ। ਜਦ ਗੋਂਦਵਾਲ ਆਏ, ਉੱਥੇ ਗੋਂਦੇ ਨੇ, ਮਰਵਾਹੇ ਨੇ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਸ ਪਿੰਡ ਦਾ ਚੌਧਰੀ ਸੀ, ਉਸਨੇ ਉਹਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਮੁਖਾਲਫਤ ਕੀਤੀ। ਹਾਂ, ਇੰਨੀ ਕੁ ਦੱਸ ਦੇ ਫਿਰ।
ਕਿਸ ਦੀ ਮੁਖਾਲਫਤ ਕੀ?
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਦੀ।
ਔਰ ਸਮਾਨ ਕਿਸ ਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ? ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ।
ਹਾਂ, ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਦਾ। ਦਾਤੂ ਔਰ ਦਾਸੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇ ਲੜਕੇ ਸਨ। ਉਹ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ, ਪਿੱਛੋਂ ਆ ਕੇ ਲੱਤ ਮਾਰੀ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਸੱਕ ਸਾਡਾ ਤੂੰ।
ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਓਲਡ ਏਜ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਸਰਵਡ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੱਚ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਸੋ ਹੰਬਲ ਦੈਟ ਆਫਟਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਲੈਫਟ ਦ ਬਾਡੀ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਸੰਗਤ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦਾਤੂ ਐਂਡ ਦਾਸੂ ਸੰਸ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਦੇ ਕੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਵਾਸ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ they were very much upset and they kicked him off from the stage, from the dais, and said that you used to be the servant of our house and now you have become the owner of the throne of our father. How is that possible? When Guru Amar Das was kicked off from the dais, he didn't get upset at them. Instead, he started giving them massage on their legs and he said that, forgive me because I have this old body and I have all over only bones in my body and I'm afraid that because of these bones you would have hurt your body because you kicked me. He was so much humble that he didn't get upset at them and instead he said that you take this dais, you sit on this, I don't have to do anything on this, I don't have to do anything with this gaddi, this throne. And then Guru Amar Das left that place quietly, taking the mattresses or whatever things he had there. And on his way, he was robbed by some thieves. And after that, he became a homeless person. And when he came to Govindwal, a place in Punjab, there was one shepherd. There was one person who was the chief of that village, but he was shepherd by profession. His name was Gonda. And he also didn't recognize Guru Amar Das. And he, because he was following sons of Guru Angad Dev, that's why he also started criticizing and opposing and harassing Guru Amar Das.
We'll close our satsang with Sanchi's bhajan, Terdi Socha Karde Kirtipal, page 124. Kirpal worries for you. Why do you worry? He is the all-owner of the whole world. He is merciful to the poor. Accept devotion, no worry works, even if you think a million times. My Lord makes the high from the low. He listens to everyone's voice. Giving up me, me, do thee, thee. The protector protects you. In the court of the Lord is the support of the Master. The mighty Kal moves back. He always protects those who are clean and true within. Reducing the gallows to a pinprick, he cuts the trap of attachment and maya. O benefactor, Master, I thank you a million times. After coming, you have taken care of Ajayb. Kripal worries for you. Why do you worry? Terdi Socha Karde Kirtipal, page 124.
Terdi Socha Karde Kirtipal, socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda kula malika o sare jagda kula malika o sare jagda o he dina dayala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda bina bandagi kucha socha na chaldi bina bandagi kucha socha na chaldi bave socha laila kavara socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda nicho uncha kare mera gobinda nicho uncha kare mera gobinda oho sunadai sabdi pukar socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda meme charda ke tutu kardale meme charda ke tutu kardale teri rakia kare parti pala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda vichadarga de guru dasahara vichadarga de guru dasahara piche hat jai kala karala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda andar safa jina de sache andar safa jina de sache oho hardam karda sambala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda suli di firda sulabanave suli di firda sulabanave Mohamaya dakata da janjala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda laka shukarana guru meherbana laka shukarana guru meherbana liya aake ajaba sambala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda teri socha kare kirpala socha kyo karda
O benefactor, master, I thank you a million times. After coming, you have taken care of Ajabe. Kripal, worries for you. Why do you worry? May God bless us all.